quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. You will be joined today by myself, Filthy Tom Lawler, as I host the show alongside in the second segment. And for the rest of the day, joining me will be Lance Storm. It's a Tuesday, so as always, there's a lot to get into because Monday Night Raw, of course, took place not last night, but yesterday from Torino, Italy. Some would call it Turin, but it is the, what did Michael Call call it? The cradle of freedom in Italy. And there was a three-hour show, of course, on the heels of Sunday's Clash in Italy pay-per-view, which was a show that happened. Not a whole lot of earth-shattering news, as was actually promised by Triple H going into the show. Coming out of it, we are left with many of the same champions at the top of the card. Cody retained his title. Roman Reigns retained and subsequently kept his title as the tribal chief, the head of the table, as he defeated Jacob Fatu. So we have the fallout from Sunday's Clash in Italy that took place on Monday Night Raw yesterday, along with the rest of the news. And there isn't a whole lot to get into, but as always, we are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, New Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian, and Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Hopefully the break comes up soon. There we go. I knew I was on time. Truly a professional. We'll be back the rest of the show. We're cooking up a filthy storm here on Wrestling Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
This report is sponsored by IBM. As AI transforms how work gets done, a new IBM CEO study finds success will depend on how quickly organizations redesign their workforce. CEOs agree people are the priority. 83% of CEOs say AI success depends more on people's adoption than the technology. But many organizations are still struggling to redesign roles, build new skills, and rethink how teams collaborate. This gap is already showing up in the workplace. CEOs say only 25% of employees are using AI as part of their jobs, even though 86% believe their workforce have the skills to collaborate with AI. Looking ahead, CEOs expect the impact on jobs to accelerate. By 2028, 29% of employees may need reskilling for different roles, while 59% will likely require upskilling to perform their current roles more effectively. The findings suggest the real challenge isn't just adopting AI, it's aligning jobs, skills, and ways of working with the speed of AI transformation. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air with you, trying to hold in the frustration. Luckily, there's some good tunes bringing us in, but again, there's no Brian Alvarez. There's no Mike Sempervivi. He has departed us. It is Filthy Tom Lawler. It's Lance Storm. Yesterday, you had LOD with Heidenreich at best. But today, you're getting the Road Warriors, baby. This is the A-team. We're not playing around. What's up, Lance?
Not too much. Popping for the Heidenreich LOD version. Great reference.
Well, I don't want to disparage poor draws. So Heidenreich's going to get the brunt of my hatred there. And speaking of hatred, yesterday I had like some breaking news during the show. I tell Brian, hey, we come back from a break. I'm like, look, Ben Askren just announced that he is making a return. And Brian blows it off, doesn't want to talk about it. And I tune in today to Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. Clearly, somebody that Brian Alvarez respects, because what was the opening story? Ben Askren. Well, maybe I shouldn't say respects. Maybe fears is a better word. But the opening story, Ben Askren returning to action. Now, really, like a former Olympic wrestler coming back and wrestling once again, wouldn't be a huge news story. But if you are familiar with Ben Askren's story, this is a man who was a very high-level amateur wrestler. Realistically, the sport of amateur wrestling would be vastly different if Ben Askren did not exist. He pioneered an entire style that is now used throughout folk-style wrestling in the United States, the funk, Funky Ben. And he was in the Olympics as a wrestler, very successful, one of the best the U.S. has ever produced. But more importantly is that after his MMA career was done just years ago, he suffered a near fatal case of pneumonia that required double lung transplant, lost 50 pounds. He was in a coma, I believe, for over a month. Like, he missed over an entire month of his life. Those of you who have seen pictures of him from before and then in that time period, it was a sharp contrast, a stark difference. But he has been back on the comeback trail, and it was announced yesterday that Ben Askren is officially returning to competition for a one-time match against former UFC champion Bilal Muhammad. This will take place and headline the Real American Freestyle 11 show at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee on July 18th. So just an incredible story. You're not like, this is a once in a lifetime story and comeback and recovery for Ben Askren. So I'm glad I have the time to talk about it and bring it up on air here today.
So just to further troll Mr. Alvarez, could it be said that he's retired, staying retired, but he's coming back for one match?
Technically, I believe that is the way that it reads. Yes, I believe after all of that, Ben Askren, technically, I guess he's retired, but he has a contract. I don't think Paul Heyman produced this contract, but I guess Eric Bischoff did, right? So more power to him. I will be tuning in. It's just a tremendous story. A great comeback story.
Just to come back from like double lung transplant, like that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, and not only to come back, like it's one thing to be able to get back in the gym and train and, you know, live a healthy life, but to be able to compete on any level. And, you know, I don't know. I believe Bilal Muhammad may have trained at Rufus Sport in the past. I may be wrong on that. So these two may be friendly to some degree. And obviously it's not a fight. Actually, the last time Ben competed was against Jake Paul, I believe, where he got knocked out years and years ago during COVID times. It was like a different world. It was a fever dream, much like these King and Queen of the Ring matches that are taking place. But back to competing. So great story. And one of the few that we have to talk about here today. So it's a good way to start it off. There is a lot of news when it comes to upcoming cards, not a lot of in-depth stuff to get into, but we do have a lot of shows that are in the pipeline, and quite a few of them are all taking place on one day. That day is June 28th. We'll have three major professional wrestling shows set to take place. There's an article by Joseph Courier on the main page of the website, but TNA Slammiversary, which I believe you will be in attendance for, and AEW Forbidden Door have already been scheduled for June 28th. Now also joining them will be NXT Great American Bash, which will go head-to-head with the Forbidden Door, but Slammiversary, I believe, has been moved to an afternoon start time.
Yeah, that's correct. So, because when I saw that, I was like, man, production meeting will be like at 8 a.m. And provided my surgery on my nose tomorrow goes well, I will be there at Slammiversary, which is that in Boston? I think it is, yeah.
It is. It's at the Aganis Arena. Actually, it's Boston University. It's a nice area.
Yeah, I think it's a 3 p.m. start, or I believe. I could be off on the time, but yeah, we're going the afternoon, which will be interesting.
I hope so. I'm a big fan of watching wrestling during the daytime on the weekends. That was the saving grace for that Clash in Italy show for me, is that I didn't have to wait up until 8 or 9. I didn't have to rearrange my schedule. It was like, I didn't watch it live. I went and did what I had to do, but I could watch in the afternoon when I had a break. And to me, that's fantastic. I love when the UFCs are on early. Now, oftentimes the shows themselves leave a lot to be desired, so I don't wake up and watch them. But whenever there's like a 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. start show on a UFC, I will undoubtedly turn in. Like, I'm going to wake up on the weekends and I'm going to put on the CW Energy League Turkish Oil Wrestling Tournament, and I will wake up at 3 a.m. if I have to watch Kirk Pinar or El Mali or one of these other big tournaments. But there's no way on God's green earth, you're going to catch me watching UFC Macau at 3 a.m.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people of my generation, it's like weekend during the day wrestling is how all of us kids fell in love with pro wrestling. Because I grew up in the generation where you had one TV in the house. So in the evenings, after work, after school, it's like you watched what your parents wanted to watch. And in the evening, you watched what your parents wanted to watch. But during the day, on weekends, your family would do other stuff and kids could own the TV and you'd watch AWA or Wrestling Challenge or WWF Superstars and stuff. So Saturday and Sunday afternoons wrestling, man, that was wrestling for me.
Yeah, I mean, I got lucky because we had ESPN. So there was, you know, this time period where ESPN had wrestling at 4 p.m. almost every single day when I was a kid. And that was a perfect time because it was right before MASH started. So
syndicated MASH.
Yeah, so my grandfather, you know, he could wait it out. I remember I would like be jumping off the ottoman and the couches onto him, crushing him, and then he would put up with it just so that he could look at Klinger or whoever the hell it was for the next 2 hours syndicated. But I think we're butting up on a break once again, although the music, the sultry tunes haven't kicked in yet. But we could get into some more upcoming dates, some more announced shows, some previews. Lance and I can talk a little bit more. Who knows what the next 40 minutes are going to hold, but we can find out as this filthy storm keeps swirling. Pretty little thing, this paper pinch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, back on the air. I'm not going to vent my frustrations once again, but no Brian or Mike. It's Filthy Tom and Lance. The A-team.
Maybe you are going to vent just a little bit.
Yeah. The A-plus players here. An S-tier duo. Now, we talked a little bit before the break about some upcoming dates. June 28th, three big shows. Lance is going to be in Beantown. Maybe he's going to ride the World War II duck boats throughout the Charles River and give us a report. Maybe not.
Don't hold your breath on that one.
They don't go underwater. But anyways. AEW has also announced an upcoming date for AEW Grand Slam Mexico. Once again, coming to us from Joseph Currier. Grand Slam Mexico will take place from Arena Mexico on Wednesday, August 5th. And this will be, of course, broadcast on TBS and HBO Max in the USA. The announcement was made by Fox Sports MX, which airs the event in Mexico. Tickets will go on sale this Saturday, and the featured wrestlers on the graphic so far: MJF, Andrade El Idolo, Thunder Rosa, and Bandido, along with CMLL and AEW stars Mystico and Mascara Dorada. So another big show to add on the AEW calendar ahead of All In, which is coming up at the end of August. And I believe they even have another pay-per-view, maybe two. I believe July 26th is the date for Redemption in Montreal. CMLL also announced an Arena Mexico card with AEW names that will be taking place this upcoming weekend, actually, featuring the return of Mystico as he comes back from a short injury that has kept him sidelined after a May 17th trios match. But he will be back this weekend, and joining him from the AEW side will be Commander, Sammy Guevara, Beast Mortos, and others. So another big CMLL show. I'm sure Dave will have the full report on this Friday show over the weekend. Anything you'd like to add, Lance?
I would like to add that TNA Wrestling will be in Denver this coming weekend. I believe Friday and Saturday in the Mile High City. 3 weeks of TV tapings in 2 days.
Do you know where it's taking place? Is it at the same venue that hosted the original UFC, the McNichols Arena, which isn't there anymore?
I don't believe that's it, no. I don't recall the name. I never look up the building. Tommy just drives to the right one and I get out.
Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, you know what city is pretty close driving distance to Denver? Albuquerque, New Mexico. The home of the Dean of Mean, Keith Jardine. So I hope that the Iceman is on his best behavior once again. He better watch his back.
I kind of assumed he lives in Sacramento now. Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, maybe he does. What do I know?
Just because that's where he came to the show. So
yeah, you're probably right.
Probably moved to Sacramento.
Yeah, you're probably right. But Albuquerque's still within driving distance of Denver, so I'll take the win on that at least.
You just got to take that right turn in Albuquerque, and you'll end up where you need to be.
Sacramento to Denver is not a drive I think anybody wants to take. So
did you not get that reference, Tom?
What was it? I didn't hear it.
The Bugs Bunny reference of, I know I should have took the right turn in Albuquerque.
You know, one thing I'm not up to, Lance, up to date on, is my Bugs Bunny.
Did you not watch Bugs Bunny cartoons as a kid, Tom?
I'm sure I did, but I don't remember. It's not something I've brushed up on lately. That's something that's stuck with you since then.
Yeah, every time he'd come up out of the ground in a hole and not be where he wanted to be, it would be, I should have took that either left turn or right turn. I'm not sure which he said. I think it was actually left. He'd be, I know I should have took that left turn in Albuquerque.
Can you say it like him?
No.
Come on. We need clips. We need shorts for the YouTube.
We'll just have someone hit us with weird music again so we can break create all kinds of clips.
Well, now I need to not only watch Rhinestone so I can think about what a performance Pat McAfee would give in that, but now I need to brush up on my Bugs Bunny, I guess. I'll have a Bugs Bunny reference for you ready the next time we're on air. One man who surprisingly, well, Bugs Bunny is the one man, actually, who's surprisingly not still alive in the New Japan Best of the Super Juniors. This is your update.
The worst segue ever.
By the way. It was an attempt. I tried. After the entire tournament, we have one day left, essentially, of block matches, and we have a logjam at the top and bottoms of these brackets. In the A bracket, we have, with 10 points, Jun Kasai, Master Wato, Robbie X, Kosei Fujita, Titan, Francisco Akira, and Nick Wayne. Now, luckily, looking at the lineups, Kasai takes on Taguchi tonight. So Taguchi could play spoiler, but Kasai could get 12 points and be at the top of that block. Master Wato and Nick Wayne will cancel each other out. Titan and Akira will do the same. And that leaves Fujita to advance. If he gets a win over Nagai, or at least he would be tied at the top. So I don't think we're going to have like a six-way tie. It's impossible, but we could have four guys all with 12 points. And in the B block, with 10 points as well, we have Yo, Robbie Eagles, El Desperado, Sho, and Taichi Ishimori. And Desperado will take on Kanemaru, who's already been eliminated. Ishimori faces Kushida, who has also conspicuously been eliminated. Yo and Daisuke Sasaki, who's also been eliminated, will do battle. And Eagles and Yo and Sho and Jacob Austin Young will match up. So there's only Eagles, Robbie Eagles, and Yo. Only one of them will have a shot at advancing after tonight. But who knows with all these other people at 10 points. So crazy tournament, at least as far as the results go. Tonight we have NXT on the CW, which was set up lots of angles last week. A pretty good NXT show. I actually did not have too much to complain about. They didn't bury the refs too badly. But we have this week, Tony D'Angelo defending the NXT Championship against Cam Hendricks. The Men's Speed Championship match, Lexus King versus Romeo Moreno. Tate Wilder versus Jackson Drake. Lizzie Rain versus Zarya. And Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights will take on Dark State. And that pretty much wraps it up ahead of the Raw preview that we can get to in the next segment. But we have a few minutes here. If there's anything you'd like to talk about, Lance, that's more interesting than whatever I have, which is nothing.
Nothing whatsoever. Again, if you like, I forget. I don't know if it was you or someone else. I was sharing sort of one of the crazier, dumbest matches I've ever been involved in, which was an amusing story.
And we don't need to start off the next segment with Raw, Lance. We can talk about this as much as you want. I'll get through. I'll do like a speed version of the Raw rundown if I have to, because this is probably more interesting than anything that happened yesterday. But
yeah, the weirdest and wackiest, it was a fly-in Northern tour in Northern Ontario, myself and Don Callis. And we had two little people on the tour and small crew, so we all had our singles matches, and we'd always do
good
an
one.
Angle every night. And we would have a mixed big person, little person match at the end. Don Callis and Farmer Pete, potentially, and myself, and I don't remember the other guy's name. But again, we're doing the 10-foot ring that Tony Condello had, tens and tens of people in attendance. And again, we would, I was the baby face, and Don as a rib, at one point in the first match we did, backed me against the ropes and just sent me into the ropes and said, "Watch the gut punch, then the knee lift." I'm like, okay. He sends me off. I didn't realize he tagged out when he called this spot. So when he punched me in the stomach, I bent over, and Farmer Pete runs in and gives me the stiffest darn knee lift you've ever taken in your life, knee me right in the side of the head, while Don Callis is laughing. So the fun part is the next night, Don calls the same spot again, and I'm like,
Lance, go ahead. I gotta ask. When he did this knee lift, right? What are we talking here? Are we talking like he had to do like the William Regal where he like runs and like kind of lifts the knee and like runs by? Or did he do the old school where he ran up and you were bent over and he whacked your back and raised his knee and he did a big back bump?
No, he gave me a combination of the William Regal and the standard knee lift, and I was dumbfounded. But the next night, when Don called it again, I was ready for him. So when Farmer Pete runs in and gives me the knee lift, I take the best Shawn Michaels, Mr. Perfect-esque jumping, leaping bump in the air, landing throat first on the top rope to take the big 360 bump back into the ring from the world's shortest knee lift. And that was my great night of mixed tag action with little people. And we can get into Tom's experiences when we get back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. 800-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air. Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm here with you. Lance, before we went to the break, Lance was telling a tremendous story, and I just realized it must be like we did not have a plan to start telling stories about little people. But I think without Brian here, there's a void that we need to fill. So, I mean, why don't you continue on, Lance?
Yeah. Also, Chris West, I believe, was the name of the other little person.
Oh, that's but, it? Yeah. Chris West? Oh.
I could be wrong. But the best part of the match, which I forgot, was the finish, because you got to leave the people happy. And the finish of the match, Don would actually give a standing Davy Boy vertical suplex to my partner and bump the poor guy. And Don would jump in the air and bump him as hard as he could. And when he went to cover him, his partner would come in and make the save, coming to the aid of his fellow little person. And Don would then start yelling at his partner, and both little people would get in his partner's face, yelling at him, and the little guy would shove Don. He'd trip over my little person that was on the mat. We'd do a big dog pile, all three of us, and pin Don Callis. And then afterwards, Don would get really irate at his partner and start berating him and go like he's going to hit him. So my little person, who decided to back up his fellow little person, would stand beside Farmer Pete, and they would start berating Don. Me, you know, I'm a nice guy, but I got to stand up for my fellow tall person. So I turned heel, and then Don and I would boot and stomp down both little people, cutting the promo that we're tall, you're small, and we'd beat them up. And then we'd send them into the rope for the double backdrop. They'd give us the double X-Factor face bump, and then they would walk on our back, stand tall, high five, and leave the ring. And Don and I would be left laying in the middle of the ring, leaving the folks happy that we got our comeuppance. And the small were victorious over the tall.
Not the turn I thought you were going to explain. You turned heel against two little people.
To defend my fellow tall person.
What?
Size matters, Tom.
You're a sizist.
Is that what this is?
Sure.
We did this on a half a dozen towns in fly-in northern communities in Ontario, and unfortunately, don't have video to back it up. But we
How was the Don Callis family not attacked? A group of little people.
Well, he's managed the oddities before, so he's had giants. True. He should have little people.
Yeah,
I think he did a segment with Hank Stoker, the Angry Drunken Dwarf, didn't he?
Also a fellow, I guess you could say, hometown hero of mine, Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf, also from Fall River, Massachusetts, one of the other famous people born there, alongside me and... moving on... I had a small story since you were talking about little people. I think I've only wrestled one match against a little person, and it was a four-way, and it involved Micro Man. Now, the match itself, it's fun. Like, Micro Man, he's 3 feet tall. Okay, that's not an exaggeration. He is the smallest human being you're ever going to see. He actually just teamed at... All-Star Wrestling in Canada, in Vancouver, with Jackson Price, who's 7 feet tall. So they had a legit 7-footer and a legit 3-footer next to each other. This is like Brian's favorite tag team, but that's neither here nor there. What was there was Micro Man in this four-way match. At one point, Micro Man did take me down and ground and pound me on the mat. But the most notable thing... The best part to me was, you know, the match happens. We were early on in the card, so it was before intermission, and everybody goes downstairs. You know, they sell their gimmicks. They get showered up. They get ready. They leave, and everybody kind of after the show was like, hey, anybody seen Microman? No, where's Microman? Where's Microman? Well, this is one of the few venues which had like an upstairs dressing room. And Microman can't go down the stairs. So he was stuck upstairs in the dressing room for like 3 hours as the show was going on while none of us realized it. So poor Microman, but good to see he escaped.
Didn't Microman do a spot with Omos in AAA? I recall seeing a photo that was...
It was not Omos. who do they have there? It's Masquerita Sagrada, I believe they have. Microman is actually... I think he's K-Monito. I think he's the son of K-Monito, who is one of the CMLL mascots. But anyways, if you have a chance to see Microman in person, go do it. Now, what a segue. I'm not even going to try to segue into Raw from that. But we do have to talk about Monday Night Raw, which took place last night, as I said, from the cradle of Italian liberty, Turin, or as the locals call it, Torino. And the Bloodline started off the live portion of the show by walking as slowly as possible to the ring, while the crowd, I will say the crowd was going absolutely crazy. They started singing some sort of song as Roman looked on. They cheered OTC, and then finally, after 12 minutes, according to Dave Meltzer, it was 12 minutes 44 seconds, Roman uttered the words, "Acknowledge me."
No, his first words were, "Let's not drag this out."
That's what he said.
Which was the most ironic thing I've ever heard.
I was ready not to drag it out. He dragged out the entrance. Everything gets dragged out on Raw. Every single thing. Like, I messaged you after I was done watching it, and I said, you know, the good thing about recapping Raw is that the entrances, everybody gets a full entrance. 10 minutes it takes for the entrances for every single match. There were video packages about matches that weren't even on this show. There was multiple video packages about a match that they showed after this show. So in the grand scheme of things, when you're having an interview segment, then you're having another interview segment, but it leads into a match with the Queen and King of the Ring matches, there's really not a whole lot actually happening over the course of the 3 hours.
No, there was four matches, and if you only count the talking portion of the promos, about 4 minutes of promo.
Like, they accomplished, I'm trying to look and see what they accomplished on this show. I mean, I guess the King of the Ring qualifier matches moved storylines forward, but this acknowledgement day ceremony of Jacob Fatu, I mean, Jacob Fatu essentially just fell in line. He didn't buck up to Roman. He did get mad at Jay, but he is now part of the Bloodline, it seems. He acknowledged his tribal chief. Roman then said, look, I know you don't understand this right now, but later on you will. I love you. And they all put up their fingers. So they are the ones. Everybody else is the twos.
Or potentially lower than that. I guess got to be some threes or fours, right? Come on.
Oh, Jimmy said the rest of you guys are the twos, which is not that bad of a spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, number two's not too bad.
King of the Ring qualifier. I will say this was probably the most important thing, I guess, on the show. Was Oba Femi winning the first King of the Ring qualifier after losing to Brock Lesnar on Sunday, which I was so mad. I was upset. I was distraught. I thought they had something huge, and they still could with Oba Femi, but I would not have beaten him. I know it's Brock Lesnar. I hope they have a plan. But to me, Oba is just the hottest thing they have going. But luckily he won here in this. This is like watching an old wrestle and romance show. Like, who was in this match? You know what I mean? Penta, Carmelo Hayes, Solo Sikoa, and Oba Femi. All of these tournament brackets are like a fever dream. Everybody tried to attack Oba at the beginning. He swatted him away. Eventually, Tala Tonga got involved, and that's where the tides turned. Oba was taken out of the match, but it was a setup for him to rise from the announce area. He took out Tala Tonga. He took out everybody in the ring, gave Solo Sikoa the Fall from Grace powerbomb, and he moves on in the King of the Ring. And the crowd, I will say, the crowd was going nuts for him. He cut a promo afterwards, which he needed to do. He said he will bounce back from this and be better than ever. He made it quite clear he's going after Brock once again. But, hey, I guess if you're going to beat him, this is as good of a comeback the next day as you could have.
Yeah, they did everything they could here to protect and make this guy look like $1 million. Now, I'm because I've got cyborg brain here, were these qualifiers or is this the opening round of the tournament? Because if they're qualifiers, the King of the Ring is a four-person tournament, which is ridiculous.
Okay. What it is, I believe this is the King of the Ring tournament. However, these are qualifying matches for Night of Champions, which continues the King of the Ring tournament.
Okay, so it's technically a 16-person tournament.
I believe so, yes.
Doing it the way they're doing it, half the people in this tournament won't actually be eliminated from the tournament.
Yes, they will be gone.
They'll be eliminated, but they weren't beat to be out of the tournament.
Correct. But they could technically call this also the first round and as well a qualifier, I guess, because you're qualifying for Night of Champions to continue the tournament.
So. Okay, I got confirmation from Don Callis. It was Sweet Chris West was the other partner. So
that's slightly better, but he couldn't have been like Chris Less. It was right there. It was right there.
That's demeaning.
You're a sizist. What do you care? I'll tell you what the fans cared about in Italy. Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio was so over, and he teamed with Dragon Lee. They beat Rusev and Ethan Page. This was a long match. Crowd was going crazy for Rey to get the hot tag. He did. He got the 619, dropped the dime on Ethan, and then they immediately plugged Rey being the GM. And actually, they went backstage, and Adam Pearce told Penta that not only does Penta want to face Rey for the Intercontinental title, but the fans want it too, so he's going to get it made.
Yeah, this was a really fun tag match. I thought I liked it. Was a very slight variation of the, you know, pull the partner off the apron to avoid the tag, but it wasn't done in the heat. It was the actual cutoff spot, and I thought that was really good, and thought these guys worked great together. I enjoyed the hell out of this match.
Yeah, I love watching Ethan Page. I am so happy he's up on the main roster. I think he's been fantastic since he's been in NXT. I think this is probably, it's not saying much, but the most important Rusev has been recently since he came back. He's got a cool new Bangaranga t-shirt, at least. But this really is a testament to the worldwide popularity of Rey Mysterio. This is a guy who's been around for like, what, 4 or 5 decades now. And sometimes you take it for granted, but you see him in an environment like this overseas, the people are going crazy. This was a good piece of business. And we can get into the rest of the business that took place on Monday Night Raw when we wrap up the rest of the show in the final segment of Wrestling Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition.
Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm back here on Wrestling Observer Live. The show is almost over. Much like Io Sky's moonsault as she won her Queen of the Ring qualifying match on Monday Night Raw with the Over the Sky moonsault, pinning, of all people, Julia in her home country of Italy. So she, Io Sky moves on, Roxanne Perez, Julia, Lash Legend, all out of the tournament, with only Julia being defeated. And the main event of Raw, I thought was a good match, a long match. I was kind of surprised that this was the main event. I thought that, you know, they could have promoted Seth Rollins versus Bron Breakker in this feud that's been going on now for months and months and months since Seth was injured. I thought that, you know, could have promoted this a little bit better, maybe a few weeks out. But they had a long main event match. Eventually, there was a ton of interference, but Seth was able to thwart it. He held the tag title belt, which Austin Theory had used to interfere, and Bron Breakker hit him with a spear, but it was like the old school Bret Hart Goldberg finish, reminiscent of Mark Kerr and Yoshihisa Yamamoto as well. Breakker KO'd himself on the belt. Seth hit the spear.
Stomp.
I'm sorry. Seth hit a stomp, and he pinned Bron Breakker to get the win. Thank you, Lance. Otherwise, people would have been, I don't even know what they would have done. Who knows? Thanks for joining me. Lance, you know what? You take it home. How about that? I'm done.
All right, until tomorrow, everybody. That's it. Wrestling Observer Live. Thanks.